Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Today is day 6 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Don't Settle for Less. John Piper said, "The key to Christian living is a thirst and hunger for God. One of the main reasons people do not understand or experience the sovereignty of grace and the way it works through the awakening of the sovereign joy is that their hunger and thirst for God is so small." Our text today is Joshua 1, 12 through 15. "And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, 'Remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But all the men of valor among you shall pass over, armed before your brothers, and shall help them, until the Lord gives rest to your brothers as he has to you, and they also take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and shall possess it, the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise.'" In this section of scripture, Joshua spoke to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Numbers 32 explains how these tribes requested to settle just outside the Promised Land. "Now the people of Reuben and the people of Gad had a very great number of livestock, and they saw the land of Jezer and the land of Gilead. And behold, the place was the place for livestock. So the people of Gad and the people of Reuben came and said to Moses and to Eleazar, the priest and the chiefs of the congregation, 'The land that the Lord struck down before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock.' And they said, 'If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Do not take us across the Jordan.'" Notice the reason for their request. The land looked profitable in their eyes, so they thought they needed it. However, this land that looked prosperous was also extremely dangerous. Many years later, the Assyrian army attacked the nation of Israel from the east. Because these 2.5 tribes had settled east and just outside of the Promised Land, they were the first tribes to be taken into captivity. These tribes also never returned to their land. Alan Carr applies the truth of this text in the following commentary. "There is a very powerful lesson for us in these verses. We have literal legions of Christians who are just like these 2.5 tribes. They are more concerned about making a living than they are about making a life. The primary thing that motivates them is getting ahead in life. In other words, they are materially minded instead of spiritually minded. These people represent those Christians I would call borderline Christians. These are people who have trusted Jesus for salvation, but that is about as far as they are willing to go. They will come when they want to, tithe when they feel like they can afford to, and fight a battle now and again, but most often, they are seen just playing around the edges, refusing to put God first in their lives. By the way, it is this type of Christian who is usually the first to fall in times of attack and temptation. People who live like this can say anything they want to, but the truth is obvious. They have other gods in their lives to whom they have sold their souls. If you really love God, then how about deciding to cross over today? Make the decision to leave behind anything that is holding you back from serving God like you should. You can rationalize it all you want to, but the truth still remains. Many are choosing gold and other worldly things over God. If you refuse to line up with the will of God for your life, then you can be assured of the fact that one day you will fall." Questions. The tribes discussed in today's devotional still had a fight for victory, but they settled for less than God's best, and it would later cost them dearly. In what ways are you tempted to settle for something you think is good that could cost you God's best? What are your thoughts on Alan Carr's description of these tribes as borderline Christians who are living on the edges? Even after these tribes experienced victory in the Promised Land, they still returned and settled for land just outside of what God had provided. How do you think people can experience God's victory in their lives and then revert back to a life of defeat? After you consider your thoughts about why other people choose to stay outside God's best, reflect on why you struggle with stepping into all that God has waiting for you spiritually. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for challenging us to grow closer to you by doing more in your kingdom. We pray that whatever it is that's holding us back from crossing over into your perfect will would become apparent, and that we would learn to put it aside so that we can follow you fully. In your name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.